Think back to your last apparel shopping trip where you were picking out clothes soon to take shelter in your closet. Did you know that in this moment, you are contributing to one of the number one sources of pollution in our planet? Now, don't get me wrong. I love clothing and fashion. I mean, for goodness sakes, that's my major. Today will not be a dish on my major and passion, but rather an insightful lesson on sustainable fashion. In this podcast, we will go over three main topics. Fashion is going towards sustainability, fashion designers are starting to use sustainable fashion, and the good and bad fibers used in textiles. What has been happening in recent years is that we have been steadily increasing supplies of clothing, leading to the concept of fast fashion, which is the retail strategy of keeping fashion fresh. In order to do this, clothes have to be produced rapidly and in large quantities to fulfill this desire. Thankfully, in recent years, the fashion industry has taken notice on how this is catastrophically hurting our environment. But what exactly is sustainable fashion? Sustainable fashion is a part of the growing design philosophy and trend of sustainability. The goal is to manufacture and use resources that are environmentally friendly and won't be harmful to the earth. It can be seen as an alternative trend against fast fashion. Now let's take a dive into which companies have actually utilized sustainable fashion. Adidas is a company that is a part of this movement. What they have done is paired up with Parley for the Oceans to repurpose the millions of pounds of plastic currently polluting the world's oceans. They use this to make their recent shoes. Isn't this amazing? Another company that is using sustainable fashion is Patagonia. All of their cotton is certified organic by Global Organic Textile Standard. As well, a high portion of their fabrics are made from recyclable fabrics. A list of other companies gearing towards sustainable fashion include Everlands, Reformation, Pact, Helen Fisher, Todd Shelter, Alternative Apparel, Fair Indigo, People Tree, and so forth. Lastly, let's go over fabrics that are good and bad for the environment. Let's start off with the good fabrics: bamboo, soy, and hemp. These are natural resources that don't involve a load of chemicals, which help contribute to a small chemical footprint. Banana fibers and pineapple fabric, Pinatex, are fabrics that are used for resources of food as well. Now let's go into bad fabrics. A huge contributing is fox fur due to its extremely long rate to biodegrade. Synthetic jackets release an average of 1.74 plastic microfibers when washed. Yikes. Polyester is an extremely harmful fiber that takes 500 to 1,000 years to biodegrade. Polyester is the most used manufactured fiber, so that is an extreme issue. Now, next time you go shopping, pay attention to the brands and textiles you are purchasing because you can make a difference.